SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Texas has filed a state litigation against a New York doctor under the terms of its pro-life heartbeat law.
The lawsuit accuses New York doctor Margaret Daly Carpenter of violating Texas law by providing the drugs through telemedicine to a Texas patient. They are seeking up to $250,000. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said the 20-year-old woman who received the pills ended up in a hospital with complications.
Also at SRNews.com, Job Creators Network CEO Alfredo Ortiz says it's vital that Congress extend the Trump tax cuts in 2025.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it was so critical for the success of our country and the economy under the Trump administration. I mean, two main components of the Tax and Jobs Act for small businesses, the 20% tax deduction and the immediate expensing, were huge, huge opportunities for small business people to reinvest in their businesses.
That is Alfredo Ortiz with Job Creators Network. He was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and now the Republican-led Senate and House are expected indeed to extend and even expand the nature of those Trump tax cuts dating back to 2017. Government officials are responding to questions about mysterious drone sightings in the Northeast. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
There have been numerous reports of drones flying at night in New Jersey and other parts of the Mid-Atlantic region. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said there's no evidence the reported drone sightings pose a national security or a public safety threat or have a foreign nexus. That echoes statements from the Pentagon and New Jersey's governor. But several lawmakers want more answers, and Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says the drones should be shot down if necessary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. The U.S. is not the only country grappling with the issue of transgenderism. Michael Harrington has a report.
Lawmakers in Chile have passed a bill that bars government funding of sex change operations or any other medical procedure to help children live as the opposite sex. Alliance Defending Freedom International is cheering the decision, adding, quote, "Every child is precious just as they are and has the absolute right to be safeguarded from a radical ideology that promotes dangerous drugs and surgeries with devastating consequences." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Crystal Palace captain Mark Gooey will face no formal action from the English Soccer Association despite defying its rules for a second time by writing a religious message on his uniform during a Premier League game. Gooey, a Christian, wrote, quote, "I love Jesus," on a rainbow armband, the one the league forces players to wear in honor of LGBT pride. This is SRN News. TikTok challenging a Canadian government order to shut down the Chinese video sharing app's business operations in the country that it was imposed on it over national security concerns. We get more from Jeremy House.
The company says it filed an application for a judicial review with the federal court in Vancouver. The application seeks to set aside the order for TikTok to wind up and cease its business in Canada. The Canadian federal government last month announced it was ordering TikTok's dissolution after a national security review of its Chinese parent company, ByteDance.
Apple CEO Tim Cook is the latest now to bring big tech leaders' concerns to Mar-a-Lago.
Trump has said he's recently spoken with Cook about the company's long-running tax battles with the European Union. That was after Apple lost its last appeal to avoid paying 13 billion euros in back taxes to Ireland.
That's Ben Thomas reporting. More from SRNNews.com.